Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B. You can call into the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us. Let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Stevie B out of Stevie B's Media Production here in the state of North Carolina. This is a special edition that we're airing here tonight because of the acapella group Exodus 2.0 from Reseda, California. Their special is going out, being streamed over the major media platforms on social media tonight. It started at 8 p.m., but I'm airing this show via Blog Talk Radio, and this is the special edition for Exodus 2.0, The Untold Story. Enjoy your listening experience.
Yeah,
well, I know Jesus, hey, he will fix it, he'll fix it for you. Hey, I know that he knows.
He knows just what you want.
so been good to me. Oh Lord, Father, so been good to me. Hey, I said Lord, 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 so been good to me. Cause you say, save my soul. Oh, well, hey, I said when I was a sinner, I used to sin both the night and day.
Oh, yeah.
Until the Lord He stepped right in.
Oh, yeah.
And He washed my sins away.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and I decided to make the stand.
Oh, yeah.
And I joined the Christian band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you saved
my soul from sin and shame. Oh, yes, you did.
He is speaking to the Bible, only the Bible. devil.
Yeah.
Won't you listen?
Yeah.
He's always
yeah.
cheating.
I know which word is all right.
Oh, yeah. Do you love the word?
Yeah.
The word is the best
yeah.
you've
yeah.
ever
yeah.
heard.
Yeah.
Gotta let you know.
You gotta tell
me. You know
yeah.
what I do with my God.
Yeah.
Couldn't be true.
Ooh.
I say a medium can't tell
yeah.
what God's saying.
Yeah.
Cause they don't know it that well.
Well,
he has spoken. The Lord is speaking.
Yeah.
By mode.
Oh.
All of the Bible.
I hope
to listen. He's always
speaking.
But are you listening to the word? Yeah. Oh, that I've ever heard in my
whole
life. Telling you
what
said it in my life.
And
what a great reward if the music brings somebody to the Lord. Hey, when they stop to listen, understand what they've been missing. Some people teach, some people preach, some people sing. But rapping is my thing when I'm working for the king. Don't hate when you see us coming through. We had to do it one time for you, you and you. And get the girl out the street and get the guy out the club. No more giving the world all up to
you.
Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse number 16 and 17 that the word of God is inspired. The word inspired means that it's God breathed. When we read the word of God, when we open the pages of inspiration, God is literally breathing his word. He's breathing a word of encouragement in our lives. Oh, we can't get that from any other book in all of the world. We must go. We must go to the Bible, the very word of God.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been having some technical difficulty with this audio file for Exodus 2.0. We finally got it now. This is the presentation now of the Exodus 2.0, the Untold Story. Enjoy your listening experience. I'm Stevie B.
Thank you. love like you. Oh Lord, hey, cause your love is like an ocean so wide and deep. And your love is like a great tall mountain that hides in me. You know that it covers me from all of my enemies. Oh, can I ever find the love? All over the world, nobody could love me like you. Nobody could hold me like you. Hey, cause your love is like a flower in the springtime. It blooms, it grows, it gives a fragrance.
Hello, I'm John Edmerson. In 1994, we formed the group Exodus. Who would have thought all these years later that we'd still be at it? You're going to watch tonight our story, all of the ins and outs, and trust me, it's going to be a treat. So on behalf of Lamont, Angie, Terry, Amy, and myself, we want to welcome you to Exodus, the Untold Story.
In 1994, John Edmerson and Amy Walker assembled a distinct group of voices, primarily from the state of Texas. Their name was Exodus, after the firstborn child of John and Felicia. During the summer of 1994, they rehearsed and recorded with the late Johnny Wilder Jr. Here is their story as told by the original five members. Kristen Sims, Terry Mays' daughter, is the interviewer. And now, Exodus, the Untold Story.
We've got a wonder for you today. If you're looking for some praises of God, Jesus said these sad words. You've already got you. I'll tell them the story.
Pharisees stood on the streets when they prayed. They would say the same prayers over and over again. All for a show to be seen by men. Jesus said, don't you follow in their ways. Doing good deeds, seeking other men's praises. Their pursuit of life is earthly fortune and fame. But in the end, it's all in vain. Jesus said these words.
So the original five of Exodus are back together again. Take us down memory lane. How long has it been since you guys have been together?
27 years since this version, the original version of the group, has been together.
Yeah.
That was the summer of 1994.
So walk us back to the beginning. How did this group form? How did you pick the members and everything that went into the formation of Exodus?
Well, it all started with the prior years. I was in an ensemble at Southwestern Summer Tour 89-90, and we just had a plethora of talent.
Mm-hmm.
John Green, who's no longer with us, who we terribly miss.
Mm-hmm.
David Wilson, Denise was Allen at the time. Robert Guy, who went on to sing with Acapella, and Denise actually sang with Elle DeBarge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cheryl, we just had just a tremendous amount of talent. So I didn't really think that I got my shot with my songwriting, just to be frank. So I said, okay, well, I'm just going to be in the group and just try to do what I can from a following type kind of perspective. But in the back of my mind, I always knew I got these songs and what am I going to do with them? So over time, the early 90s came and I was actually talking with Amy mm-hmm. about potentially doing a project. Felicia and I got married in 93 and we had decided to name our daughter Exodus. So I said, okay, well, let's call the group Exodus. And the group really started with a conversation with Amy. Amy, you know, we go back to the youth conferences back in the day. Amy's voice just stood out, just sang like an angel, a bird, whatever word you want to use. It was just angelic. And so Amy and I were talking, and I said, Amy, there's this woman that I remember seeing in Waco. And I remember I was going up with Brother Pointer every other weekend, and I would sing for him. And then I remember hearing this voice, and it was Terry. I said, Terry, we're going to work together one day. And then when I talked with Amy, I said, Amy, there's this woman that I saw, and Amy knew it was Terry. We got Terry's phone number, and then I called you. And I talked about the group and everything, and you were open to it. And do you remember what you told me to do? You told me to talk to Willie. So I had to get Willie's permission, to have the conversation. And the strange man calling, and he was good with it.
Yeah.
And so that's Amy and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lamont, at the time I was a staff member at Southwestern, he was a student. We were just good friends, And then Angela. I've just, known Angie quite a long time, just come from a singing family. Despite what Angie may think, I've always been a huge fan of her talent.
Mm-hmm.
We just thought that this would be it. So Amy and I, we made the decision to do it. And so the next thing was getting with Felicia.
Right.
I said, okay, we have the group and we need to do some rehearsing. So we sold all of our wedding gifts.
I'm like,
we sold all of our wedding gifts.
Have you signed up to listen to acapella music by many of our artists? You have? Great. If you haven't, you are missing out on a treat. Go to edmersonmusicgroup.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click Launch Broadcast. Start your free account, and you'll have access to many of your favorite artists. Dorian Paul Williams, Straight Company, Exodus 2.0, Steve Adams, Melody Ayers, Southside Singers, Southwestern Christian College, and more. Sign up today.
And now, back to Exodus, the untold story.
Literally sold all of our wedding gifts and to raise money and sold our furniture and everything. And so I actually flew the group in and we all came in and we did the first album with 8 rehearsals.
Yeah, there was a hotel down the street from your apartment.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. And then Felicia was over hospitality.
It was great.
Amazing.
And she took care of all the meals and just made sure everybody was good.
Specifically, we were upstairs in your apartment.
Yes.
And Felicia was always downstairs cooking the meals. First time, we didn't really understand it. And then as we were coming down for breakfast, lunch, we were like, wait a minute. Oh, dinner's coming. And of course, the sound, the alarm for all of our meals was...
Hey, sweetie!
Do you have an interest in recording? Do you need help taking your music from a thought to reality to full production, including videos and distribution? Finally get those songs finished. To take your music to the next level, text or call JT at 513 513- 513-833-0182. That's JT Emerson at 513-833-0182.
What a great reward if the music brings somebody to the Lord. Hey, when they stop to listen, understand what they've been.
And now back to Exodus. The untold story.
Every time. Hey, sweetie. From upstairs. I remember, John, you know, during that time, I had two children.
Yes.
Two babies at that time. So
yes.
That was,
that was
the first time that I actually got to travel and do any kind of singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was pretty interesting that you actually brought my children because I was a stay-at-home mom.
Correct.
And I was like, I can't come unless, you know, you bring me and my kids.
Correct.
And so your wife took care of my kids.
Yeah.
While we practiced.
And we never heard
oh,
them.
Man.
We didn't hear them. We were there for hours.
What was happening a little before that was Johnny had done a project with Jesse. And then his own project. And then the Melody Ayers did a project.
Right.
And I was so inspired. And I was like, you know, we're going to have to basically find the best engineer that we possibly could. And I didn't even know that Johnny, you know, if he was going to turn me down or not take my call. But that was the best decision, was to just pursue him. So, you know, we were inspired by Lamont and Frank and, you know, just all the Melody Ayers and Jesse. You know, he's a legend, and Johnny. And,
right.
And we all went to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And how did we get to Ohio? Did we fly? Did we take a van?
It
or?
A neon car.
We took a van.
Yeah, it was me, Lamont, and Felicia, and Johnny, and I think you all came separately. The recording was in the neon car. The glass, the airbags
floating.
Yes. Yes.
I remember that. Yeah.
I remember entering Johnny's home with Roswell in their kindness.
Yes.
And being in awe and walking downstairs to the basement.
Right.
Studio.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Lamont had already been there.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but that was the experience and to see everything, all the memorabilia on his walls and then all his equipment.
Right.
Unbelievable. And then he went, he was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready to work.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get that again.
He was ready to work.
He worked all night.
Yes, he did.
We worked through the night.
I think we went to sleep. It was odd to me. Like, why are we, it's daytime. Why are we going to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
And then Lamont kind of shared, you know, we were going to work later on, so get your rest. And that's what we did.
What was that like with Johnny and Roslyn?
That was amazing to see, you know, with Johnny being paralyzed and to see his wife just so supportive. So it's like, you know, to watch them in action, like they give you no excuses in your own marriage to not do what you need to do. So that was,
It was just a
encouraging to see and.
It's almost sacred. I mean, when you're in the company of people who are true Christians, who are servants, and it's just hard not to be made better or you know, encouraged to live better.
You're better because of having known them.
It was great. I miss Johnny.
It was. We did Love Lifted Me. We did Jesus Love. We did Whiter Than Snow. We did I'm Glad I Know You, The Cross, and I Think I'm Alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wayburn had just left a cappella. And I reached out to him and asked him if he would do a song on the project. Wanted him to come down to Johnny, but we couldn't work that out. So I just sang him the song. He rearranged what was Alone Without You to I Can Make It Down Here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we added that song to the collection, to the album. And that was our first recording.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so we put it out. And Lamont and I had some secrets. We had some secrets about some of the bass and percussion. You want to tell that story?
Why was it a secret?
Hi, I'm Victor Orlando, and I'm watching Exodus, the Untold Story.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Percussion and bass and steel was controversial.
Yes. So, me and John were before our time.
Right, thank you.
So, we were doing bass and percussion, and Amy and Terry were still traditional hymn book, red book, sacred selections. And so, we added some beats and some stuff to John's music. And they were blown away.
Because it never happened. Let the record show. Our issues really came. We never heard it during rehearsal. Those 8 rehearsals, we never heard it.
Of course, you were.
We heard, you know, a bass humming tune. Never softly. Or let me make this sound. You know, it was beautiful. But it was ever so softly. And then to hear the final product that we didn't even hear at Johnny's studio. And then we found out there was another trip to Johnny's studio with just the two of them. Wait a minute. And honestly, it's being I'm a West Texas girl, a South Texas girl. We weren't accustomed to that.
No.
And we love music. We were not accustomed. So when we heard Love Looked at Me, oh my goodness. Due to even God, we were loving our harmony when we heard the bass line. Like, what is this?
They were so upset.
Yeah, I was in sin.
Right.
We had to talk. And we were like, I'm going to get kicked out the church.
That's why people hear all that stuff now, and it's like, that was not in existence
then.
Right. You know, we were cutting edge.
This is my worship attire. This is my worship attire. I'm on church, you slay.
In the street, I can worship at food. None of those places be late in a suit.
Do you have an interest in recording? Do you need help taking your music from a thought to reality to full production, including videos and distribution? Finally get those songs finished. To take your music to the next level, text or call JT at 513-833-0182. That's JT Emerson at 513-833-0182.
Hi, I'm Delania, and I'm watching Exodus, the Untold Story.
So Amy called a meeting, and she told me I need to talk with you and Lamont.
Yeah.
And we came in, and Lamont and I were just
quiet. They were very quiet and very respectful.
You have been watching Exodus, the Untold Story.
after we had a talk with Lamar and John about their sinful ways, about the bass line, we didn't realize at the time that we were still being duped. We didn't realize that we were just, it was being glossed over. We thought we told it, you were going to go back to the studio, talk to Johnny. That didn't happen. The product came out, it's still there.
And now, back to Exodus, the untold story.
Like, and that is proof of how people can change. Yeah. So clearly, Terry and I are not against anything. You know, we went on to really be a part of music in the body, and we're happy about that. Mm-hmm. Always were before, but, you know, it became different. And I believe that kind of sparked something new in our adoration for music.
Right. All this is in 94.
Right.
This
is
literally almost 30 years ago.
Yeah. So make sure you take a listen to Love Lifted Me and Do You Believe in God? Like, we loved it, but to really hear it was powerful. Mm-hmm. And even today, listening to those songs, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And not because we did it, but we know that God's hand was
right,
on it.
Right, right.
Because I'll have to say, when I did talk to John about Exodus, I didn't believe that he would really do it. But we had fun just having the conversation. And God is able and can do things that we cannot plan. And so I'm just thankful that John and Felicia were able to get the support they could monetarily. I think young people need to understand that. You can't just create a group and think, oh, this is going to come together. No, you have to sacrifice yourselves. Be spiritual in your decision. Talk to God about it. And God will open that door for you to be able to create, and not just a group, but to create the music.
Correct.
And to get the money behind it to service the people, because that's what John and Felicia did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely got to be thankful for Felicia. For, you know, not every young wife would do
that part.
Not every young wife would sacrifice the way she did. And Felicia is definitely very supportive of you. She always, it was just beautiful watching her serve and to get behind your dreams.
Correct.
Each time you've called us, you know, she's, because we don't get together that often.
Right.
It's been a while since we got together.
Yeah.
But each time she's just smiling and
right.
and just, she's your biggest fan.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe she's Exodus' biggest fan.
How are we going to sell it?
Right.
And if you recall, you know, we didn't have a lot of the things we have available today. You know,
right.
the iPod and all those things,
right.
Digital albums and stuff. If they were around, very, very few did, and we were still in the cassettes and CDs. So do you remember how we talked about getting the music out?
Well, we were going to borrow from Southwestern, how Southwestern tours, you know, they sent their summer tours to raise money. So they have the product, and they just circulated around the United States. So that's pretty much what we did.
Mm-hmm.
But John was just the first to, he was the pioneer to be a solo artist and not raising funds for a school, but using that means, using that vehicle to earn his living.
Right, yeah, we did that. I quit Southwestern, and we did that for about 18, 19 months, and we went as far east. Now, we're living in Carroll/Mesquite Garland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where we were at the time.
Garland.
But we went as far west as California, Northern California, Seattle, Portland, and then as far east as Florida, the Carolinas, Georgia. I even went up north, you know, with Lawton up in Newark, and of course everywhere in between.
I was
work is all right.
Whoa, oh yeah. Do you love the world? The world.
Now back to Exodus, the untold story.
So I just appreciate her. I did not know the story of how you got this money.
Oh, yeah.
So for her to be able to do that.
I take out a loan, too. I did a whole lot of things out of
that. That's a blessing.
Thank you, Felicia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Yeah. Beautiful. So the album came out, and then, okay, how are we going to sell it? So at the time, I was working at Southwestern, and I was beginning to sell the album, and I would make more on a Sunday than I would make 2 weeks working at Terrell.
Oh, wow.
And so either I was making a lot of money or I wasn't getting paid a lot, which do you think? So I talked to Felicia, and she said, hey, you know, let's go ahead and let's do it. So she let me quit my job, and all I did for about 19 months was just travel and sell the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, call preachers from all over the country. I worked basically on the weekend, and we were able to go to like over 30 different states.
Mm-hmm.
Selling the music. So that's really like how I'm glad I know you got out there.
Right.
It was just me going to the various congregations. And so that's, you know, that's kind of how it got out. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
So that's like the condensed version of how Exodus got together, came together, rehearsed, recorded, and we got our first project out.
Yeah.
How many kids did you have then? I can't.
Only Exodus.
Oh,
Exodus
okay.
was born in 94. Jules didn't come until 96. And like unlike Exodus, Jules likes structure and staying at home and not traveling. Whereas Exodus loved getting her car seat and just rolling wherever we wanted to go.
Okay.
So he really is the reason why I had to stop because
wow.
He just was not doing well being in the back of that car with Felicia and Exodus. So I had to, you know, go and find me a preacher and church to work with. And I think I worked for the school district. And I've been working ever since.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask, did out of us, what song did we believe would take off? Or did we believe any song would take off?
That's a good question.
Because I did not think it would be. I'm glad I know you.
I thought it was God is My Friend.
Yeah.
That was.
I Think I'm Alone.
No. Oh, that's yours.
No, that is the name of the song.
Oh, that's the name of the song?
I Think I'm Alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
God is My Friend when I'm alone.
Oh, okay. I thought that one would take off.
Mm-hmm.
I think what made I'm Glad I Know You take off were the words of the verses. Because there's not that many issues that speak to the things that women, I'll say, go through in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think hearing Terry and Amy pull those words, I've been let down, even abused before, the church really don't hit on those, not even publicly, and especially it being that early in the 90s,
right.
I think that was a brand new thing, and people could relate to it in different ways,
mm-hmm.
whether it was at work, whether it was at home,
right.
whether it was anywhere in life, you know, but it's been your grace that's carried me, that,
yes,
you know,
it
just, so now, you know, you're not only talking about your issues, but you're coming out of it and showing that there is, you know, the other side of it.
Right.
And songs like that didn't speak to most people, but especially women.
Get inspired by watching television with the entire family that will bring you with a closer relationship with God. Christian movies. Four live concerts. Homecoming, gospel talk show, kids Bible song, reality show, and much more, right here on the Church TV Network. Subscribe today.
Hi, I'm Caleb from Lafayette, Louisiana,
and I'm watching Exodus, The Untold Story.
And so I think that that's why it kind of hits people in different ways. But I thought Whiter Than Snow would be. It's in the book, in the song book, but it also was very prayerful.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a church and hear it, it's not going to sound like that.
Right, right.
But on that song, it's very prayerful, and then it builds at the end,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of, it's just like a plea. We talked about mm-hmm. different songs like that's like a plea or,
mm-hmm.
stating your prayer to God. So I thought Whiter Than Snow, and of course, Waylon Dean.
Right, Waylon song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. I think I would have picked Whiter Than Snow. Because I was like Lamont with I'm Glad I Know You. Well, I'm Glad I Know You, we struggled in studio. That was my first time having to sing that high in soprano.
Oh,
so
really?
It's your fault that I now sing soprano.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
I
was a straight alto tenor, and
we
were practicing.
Really?
It was Amy's job to do the soprano, and I was supposed to do the alto. And Johnny Walder stuck me in that studio, and then even listening to the original recording now, I'm like, oh, that was high.
Yeah.
It was a very high song.
Yeah.
But even now when we sing it, when I sing it, I tend to have to remember that you were talking about I'm Glad I Know You, because
mm-hmm.
I tend to talk about I'm
mm-hmm.
Glad I Know
mm-hmm.
You, but you originally wrote it
mm-hmm.
as a
correct.
Body
I did.
Talking
mm-hmm.
about, so having to remember that. But
mm-hmm.
I would agree that I think Whiter Than Snow, probably for the same reasons, it was a songbook song. It was just very pretty and
mm-hmm.
and just real
yeah.
mellow.
Hi, I'm Misty Houston in Dallas, Texas, and I'm watching Exodus, The Untold Story.
And David Wilson actually arranged Whiter Than Snow for
right.
our summer tour. And I loved the song, and I said, okay, well, let me go back and see how we can kind of exercise it. And we did, and we tried to make it our own. And I just thought you guys did a wonderful job. You know, Amy Terry and Angie they just worked so well together. I mean, we were just in awe to just hear their sound, their temperament, just so many things worked well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had a song to pick off the album that I thought was going to go, for me, it was The Cross.
Mm-hmm.
The title track.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was gonna, really be popular, but I don't know if anybody even heard the song.
I'm glad I know you.
Right.
Right.
I probably Do You Believe in God? Yeah, I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it. But now, what I love most about the tape. Remember the color maroon and black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was gray first, right?
Right.
Gray.
Yeah.
But what I really love about Exodus is that you can play it today
mm-hmm.
and it's still high quality
mm-hmm.
and sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who is that? That's us. And we put in the work.
You did.
We put in the work, and it does help to remind myself I can sing.
Yes, I can.
But because you over time, you lose the highness or the lowness in your voice or the temperament of being able to rehearse. I tell other people to rehearse, but for myself to take on it. skill of really wanting to be good
mm-hmm.
at the craft that God gave me,
mm-hmm.
the talent that God gave me. So to listen to it, it does make me proud
mm-hmm.
that for me, my parents were alive and they were very proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a blessing.
Your parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a blessing. They
mm-hmm.
did the best they could in spreading it around little old Midland, Texas. But very, very proud. And you couldn't have put together a better group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I'm just really grateful to God, because it's definitely a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are with you
mm-hmm.
and Felicia. And,
mm-hmm.
So it's a God thing.
Hello, I'm Vincent Hawkins, the senior minister of the Figaro Church of Christ, located in Los Angeles, California. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to worship with us on Sundays. Our Bible class begins at 8:50 a.m. and our morning worship at 10 a.m. and all are welcome. I also want to take this opportunity to congratulate our associate minister, John Edmondson, on the airing of Exodus, the Untold Story, as well as new music. We love a cappella singing here at the Figueroa Church of Christ. God bless.
It's a God thing, but, yeah.
I just looked across the table, and I'm like, man, he said 27 years ago that Lamont's getting some great experience, and my whole head is on
wow. And the parents.
Grown children and parents.
Speaking of the quality of the CD tape in Figueroa,
right.
That's a true testament of Johnny Wilder.
Yes.
He didn't let a lot of stuff fly.
No.
Because he told us when the Melody Airs were in the studio that you wanted the best quality, so 10 years later, you still have top quality. So. A lot of stuff I thought was good. He was like, 85%, let's do it again. So I'm like, man, that's good. What can you do? But he had a great ear to hear the smallest imperfection. And he made you do it over until it was right. Yeah.
Pancake. I didn't know. I thought he was always pancake at me. A little flat. Sir? You're right.
Right.
And I thought a lot of things were okay.
Right.
Recommend Johnny.
You didn't let anything go.
No.
Amazing year.
And his encouragement while we were singing.
Right.
His encouragement even when it was 85, and then to wait until he said, you know. Mm-hmm. You can have a break, but come back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a little extra time. Or come into the studio by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He really was good at what he did. Yeah, with the partner.
Mm-hmm.
But he took his time.
Right.
He took his time. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed watching him and John talk. And now we know that they were really just talking about the next trip for...
Hi, I'm Pastor Jonathan McReynolds of Memphis, Tennessee. I am watching Exodus, The Untold Story.
Experiences and things in life, and how do you feel about the power of music and its ability to heal and encourage others?
Good question.
I think I'm glad I know you. Hits, I think, for me a little differently. I had originally written that song for, I think, Andy Summertour, didn't I? Was that for you, Will Summertour? Or was that for
the one after mine.
Okay, all right. So I'd written that song for Summertour, and that particular tour didn't have a lot of vocalists, so the original "I'm Glad I Know You" was Ben Abilene, and it had a key-changing bridge, Pura, and you know, never let me down, always there. So, but I was actually trying to write a song that would sound like something Lionel Richie would write. That's really what I was trying to work on, and so the song came out, and it was, you know, people really enjoyed it. And then when we went to record it with Johnny,
I said, okay, let's do some of the same thing, but let me try to add some verses. And that's when Amy and Terry were invited to, you know, to kind of add what they bring to the song. And I don't know, I wish I could write lyrics, like some of the lyrics I've written, I'm just, you know, I don't know where they come from, mm-hmm. but the lyrics in that song, I think, are particularly poignant, more so now. And then as I'm aging and getting older, just appreciating, you know, the song and the lyrics of the song, I've tried to be a lyricist. So for me, it started out, you know, not, I really wasn't all that crazy about the song. I thought it was kind of sleepy sounding. But all these years later, you know, I've grown to love it. I've heard the song sang, you know, Brian and Tiffany and that group, they did it, and then the song has taken on a completely different shape and form. Yeah, I think I was somewhere and they had remade verses to the chorus, and so you know, it just hits differently now, and I'm just humbled.
Right.
To be a part of it. You know, as a songwriter, you want to write a hit song, but it's so obvious that you cannot control
right.
what songs you think people
right.
are going mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. really respond to. So the fact that God allowed me to be a part of, you know, something that's encouraged people, I'm just grateful. So for me, that's kind of when it first came out versus where it is today.
Yeah. Staying there with your comment, I'm Glad I Know You is now popular as a congregational
mm-hmm.
song.
Mm-hmm.
A congregational song. That's something
yeah.
I would have never
huge.
Thought.
I've heard mm-hmm. people actually call it the Church of Christ National Song.
Mm-hmm.
That song. So I would agree that I would go with that song as being the one that resonates differently for me
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
When I sing it. You know, when you first learn something, you probably don't really think about what you're singing. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know in the studio, it's just like, let's
right.
just get the notes right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me hit these high notes, let me make sure they're coming out right. But now,
mm-hmm.
my favorite person to sing it with is Amy. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I've sang it with several people. But because I think, you know,
mm-hmm.
we started together and just all the things that God has brought us through,
mm-hmm.
you know, the song has taken on a brand new meaning. I think we understand. Like I said, I've even changed the thought. You know, I try to talk to the people in the audience, but it's just so, it for me, it's the relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
It really takes on a different relationship for me, the
mm-hmm.
song does.
Hallelujah!
question about, you know, what do we feel about how can music, what does it do for us? You know, I can't remember exactly how you put it, but music is a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like you, John, when I write songs, I sometimes look back and listen to some of the songs that I wrote, and I'm like, where did that come from?
Right.
You know, and you have to give all credit to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because God writes through us,
right.
You know, and there's plenty of times when people tell me that song, right, that song that you sing, it really brought me through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to the question of, you know, what does music do? It is very healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be very healing to people. It can be very encouraging when just a scripture won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The songs and music, pretty much like David wrote, you know, the song.
Yeah. Well, to end on a lighter note, what comedic experiences do you have together
that you're
willing to share with us?
Oh, let's see.
There's no comedy.
These two together. Keep us laughing all the time.
So we were on our little tour, and there was just a lot of back and forth about basketball.
Well,
and I just remember
goodness.
Lamont was just really bragging about his basketball acumen. Little did we know that Terry actually went to college to play basketball. No one knew that. No one knew Terry had a jump shot, just all that. And lo and behold, somebody came up with a basketball in the van.
Somebody.
And we pulled over to the park one day and watched Terry put that on Lamont. We were just like... Now he tries not to remember it, but I remember it.
I remember it vividly. I did not lose. Come on, man. Terry was good. Better than what we expected, but she wasn't ready for me. No. Do you remember who I played before Terry? So why are we not talking about that? See, the reason why Terry's brought in is because John challenged me.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I know.
That's
electric. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It's your favorite chef, Chef Brian Brown, and I'm watching Exodus, The Untold Story.
Blazing crackers. Stay on fire. You need a treat. You're hungry. You need something to eat. You need a treat. You're hungry. Hey, have you all heard the news? There is this new television network on Roku that is showing the coolest and classiest shows around, from hit talk shows, sitcoms, films, and even documentaries. One of my favorite personal shows on the network is The Sherrard Show. This show is hosted by way cool TV host Sherrard, and he features some of the biggest and brightest stars in the industries of fashion, entertainment, and of course music. Here is a list of just some of the few people that have appeared on his show. Les Brown, Joe Montega, Melissa Manchester, Tommy Davidson, Tina Knowles, Michael Colliar, Tiffany, The Supremes, and of course yours truly. And for this month only, you can air your own content on the channel for just $24.95 a month. So check out what everybody's been talking about. Download Pure Essence Television for Roku today. Also, it's available on Apple and Android devices. Pure Essence Television. Fashionable, entertaining television.
Just talking about one of the instances that occurred. You know, we tried to drive, we did drive when we toured, and I wasn't used to driving that far
at all.
I was the one who they would drive, and I'd go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my job to drive. It was night, and it was my turn. What
we talked about? We talked about Kate.
Was it just the two of us? Or
we were the only ones awake, I think. What bridge was that?
Was I there?
We were across Mississippi or Alabama.
That bridge.
And it was her turn, but she did not express her fear until she got behind the wheel.
Oh.
On the bridge.
Oh, no.
All I saw was the little white things going.
Right.
I don't know if it hypnotized me or what it did. But by the time we got across that bridge, I was like, I had to pull over, and Amy still talked about me. How long did I drive? 5 minutes.
It was longer than that.
I'm sure it was longer than 5 minutes because it felt long.
It was so funny because she kept reaching up.
I couldn't do it.
I said, oh, Lord. And then she started saying, well, you know, I really don't do much driving. Really does not work. Well, we can't even pull over.
Right.
And it was since she pulled over when we got off the bridge. Whew.
5 minutes.
It was long.
It was a long bridge. A bridge.
Mind you, I can drive very far now.
That was horrible. That was funny, and we had nobody to call us. It was hilarious.
There's nothing we could do because we couldn't pull over.
Fearful. Scary.
Yeah, you know, I'm just so grateful all these years later, you know, that how far God's brought us, and just kind of see musically how we've all matured.
Yeah.
Amy, after our album, went on to be one of the premier choral leaders at Southwestern Christian College, and so grateful for her talent. Lamont continued to, you know, to sing, and he continued with the Melody Airs, and you actually do bass workshops, from what I'm told. And I remember at the time he was complaining about songwriting, that he wasn't a songwriter, and I could already see it. Wow. You know, that creativity in him. And I knew it was just a matter of time before, you know, he would kind of develop what he needed. Mm-hmm. So now he's, you know, an accomplished songwriter. Of course, Terry, just can't say enough about Terry, you know, how God used Felicia and I to be a part of, you know, introducing her nationally to our brotherhood, own little piece of that equation. And we're grateful. And Terry has, you know, not only gone on to be a premier vocalist, but a solid songwriter.
Right.
And she's done with her kids what I should have done with mine. You know, Kristen, who's actually doing our interviewing today, by the way, and then
right.
Faith and Desiree and Jeremy. They all, so everybody in the family sing, but Willie, right?
Well, we actually pull in with
for the main
sing,
Dave.
Jeremy won't sing.
Oh, okay.
Willie can do bass with his
yeah.
son.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's mainly the girl.
Yeah, okay, all right. And then Angela, you know, Angela, I was in Dallas not too long ago, and I was preaching for Seamster on that Sunday, and Dwayne was doing worship, and I was just like, boy, that praise team is just really, really, really good. And then I looked over there, and Angie was just getting down. I said, boy, you
yeah,
know, so good. To just see, you know, that Angela's continuing to use her gift. She and her husband are both musical prodigies and just talented. And so I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
Just grateful that God, you know, has allowed us to be a part. And I'm excited about the future.
Hi. I'm Victor Orlando, and I'm watching Exodus, the Untold Story.
Get inspired by watching television with the entire family that will bring you with a closer relationship with God. Christian movies, full live concerts, homecoming, gospel talk shows, kids' Bible songs, reality shows, and much more. Right here on the Church TV Network. Subscribe today.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jonathan McReynolds of Memphis, Tennessee. I am watching Exodus, the Untold Story.
We have some new music that we've been working on. You guys like the new music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, so we'll be putting out some new music in 2022, and we are excited about it. We're appreciative to the Reseda congregation for their allowing us to use their facility this weekend. Our esteemed evangelist, Dr. Dwayne Winrow, thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
And we're just excited about continuing this journey. We actually did the Exodus album in 94. Then we did some recording about 13 and 14 years later for the lectureship in 07.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can believe it or not, it's been an additional 13 or 14 years to where we are today. Mm-hmm. And that's about 27 years between 94 and where we are today. And prayerfully, these songs you're going to like. We've added to the group, to this group, Kristen Sims.
My baby girl.
Yeah, she's going to be singing with us. Jason is going to be joining us prayerfully. Also, we have Tony Grant, who is a member here at our congregation. And Tony's a phenomenal talent. Tony's done a lot of work with Tyler Perry and just sang all, he sings all over the world. So he'll be with us as well. And we're just glad, you know, just so glad to have them. We have a couple of strong voices here at our congregation that will be helping us out occasionally. We introduced Ray Davison, who's been with us today. Then his mom, Cheryl, she wasn't able to make it. She's actually out of the area laying to rest her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So we certainly missed her. And so that's the new group. So
Thursday, November 24th through Sunday, November 27th, the Christian Acapella Music Awards is happening in Jacksonville, Florida at the beautiful Hyatt Regency Riverfront. I want to encourage you to join me and so many others at this acapella music gala. Log on to my Facebook page, CaliJT. Look for the link at the top of the page, which is entitled CAMA, and we'll see you there.
And I guess we'll just see any parting words anyone want to share.
I'm glad I know you're here.
Okay. All right. You know, wave at the camera goodbye. We'll keep it alive.
Thank you.
Finally, you're going to hear one of the songs that's going to be released on our album this fall, The Lord is in This Place. This song was written back in 1989 when I was a student at Southwestern Christian College. We've updated it. Lamont Robbins is singing the lead as well as John Pooh Malone. I hope you enjoy it. Blessing My Life, sang by Exodus 2.0.
I want to thank you, God, for blessing, blessing my life.
Now I know sometimes life may knock you down, but the Bible teaches us to always rejoice, never stop praying, and to give thanks in all your circumstances. Now it may not always be easy, but if you just take a little time, I'm sure you can find one reason to be thankful. Think about it.
Oh, Lord, you have been good to me.
You've been good to me.
I have a beautiful
wonderful wife and a great family. I can't take credit for what you have done. You've given me my daughter and I'm claiming my son. I want to thank you for blessing me, help me sing.
Can you tell me why? Why do we complain about the quality of life that our faith should bring? It seems we always find a reason not to be pleased, but we should be more thankful, 'cause God, he is blessing you and me.
Every chance I get, I'm gonna say, God, you deserve it, because you keep on blessing me. You keep on blessing me. Has anybody been touched by the Lord? You wanna say,
I want to thank you for watching Exodus, The Untold Story, and also listening to our new single, Blessing My Life, which is available on all streaming platforms. Well, John, how can we spread the message of Exodus? You can certainly do so by purchasing the single and sharing it, and then just talking with your friends and family about what you experienced on tonight. Thanks again for tuning in, and you'll hear more about Exodus really soon. Make sure you sign up on our Facebook page, Exodus 2.0. God bless, and we'll talk with you soon.
Needed a word from God today. Something to help us. Something to light our way. He has spoken. He is speaking through the Bible. Through the Bible. Won't you listen? He's always teaching.
I know his word is all right.
Whoa, oh yeah. Do you love the word?
Yeah.
The word. Gotta let you know. Know what I do with my God. Couldn't get through. I don't say a medium can't tell what God's saying, 'cause they don't know it that well. He has spoken. The Lord is speaking through the Bible. All of the Bible, I want to listen. He's always teaching. But are you listening to the word?
You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. This has been a special edition, Exodus 2.0, The Untold Story. Episode 275.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel.